there is not something specific that has been sold or that is in contract. This is speculative development. So we want the flexibility to be able to have the land use, the framework in place so that as development does occur, then this ordinance will guide that process, the platting, the site planning, and all the many things that y'all are aware of that the city staff, in conjunction with y'all and the city council, deal with. So that we're wanting to develop that framework. In the PD document, we have written in that there will be a commercial association that will be taking care of the preservation area. And then also with the residential component, there'll be a homeowners association that will be created. So those will be financing different types of maintenance and upkeep, those type of things. According to the future land use plan, all of Area 2 should be rezoned as C2. And we don't feel like we're comfortable with that. We don't feel that there's proper development of the property. And so we're not asking for that. In the PD zoning, we have restricted the business component of planning Area 2 to be no more than 60%. So there will be a guaranteed 40% component that is residential of some nature. So that will change the density, the uses, decrease the densities and the uses of planning Area 2. We trimmed down an immense amount of C2 uses. Area 2, according to the future land use plan, is all C2, which means if a zoning case came to before y'all, came before the city council, and C2 was approved, that would mean that everything listed in that long list of C2 would be permitted by right. We did not feel that assembly centers, landscape nurseries, pawn shops, tattoos, piercing studios, those type of things were appropriate for this area. So we trimmed out a bunch of those things. We even felt that there were a few things that were mentioned in the retail district that might could be appropriate, such as like a bed and breakfast. But we tagged that in, if you'll notice, in the land use matrix, there's a permitted by right column, and then there's also a conditional use column. And we felt like there could be an appropriate place for some uses that are guaranteed and permitted by right in just standard straight C2 retail zoning. But for our development and for the protection of the surrounding area and the adjacent neighborhood, we wanted to tag another level of review in there and add that to the conditional use category to where citizens and y'all would have the opportunity to review, discuss, and that would just not simply have to meet, as you're aware of, city staff and the standard city ordinances. So we have significantly trimmed back the uses that we're asking for in planning Area 2.
Next are some of the comments from Mike Davis, who owns the 32 acres. That was the focus of last week's P&Z hearing.
I don't do final developments. I try to get it ready for some other group to come in and buy the property and submit site plans to the city.
Okay, but now you own the property right now.
I have a contract on 30 acres of it. The Wheeler Group is keeping 10 acres of the commercial for the front of this piece and 10 acres on the corner.
Okay. But then you're going to get it ready and then sell it or have it zoned so you can sell it.
Have it zoned, have it clean, ready for all of the utilities. Everything is in the proper location to be developed. I try to avoid the last development stage where I'm building. I did that back in the 80s, and that was not enough. Actually, I got involved because of the flooding in Wheeler Ridge, and I thought we could solve the problem. By taking half the water to the other watershed, we could solve the flooding in Wheeler Ridge. Any development is not going to be ideal on removing some of the trees and the other stuff. We'll keep some close to properties and things that we can, but most development pretty well going to eliminate most trees.